Intro. In Malawi, the United States government has embarked on a three-year program that seeks to increase human resource capacity for the country's health sector. The Global Health Service Partnership Program comes at the U.S. Peace Corps celebrate 50 years of work in the country. From Lilongwe, VOA Islamic Masina reports. Text. The program is a public-private collaboration of the Peace Corps, the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, and the non-governmental organization CID Global Health. Vanessa Kelly is the chief executive officer for the organization, which sends nurses and doctors abroad to be medical educators.
Malawi is a very important country for us because it is a country with great health needs. It has a very high maternal mortality rate. 460 mothers die for every 100,000 live births, compared to the United States, for example, where it is only 21 for every 100,000 live births. And we know that with simple interventions, we can change that.
The program, the first of its kind by the U.S. Peace Corps in Malawi, is providing health experts to teach in public colleges and universities. Gary Hasra Redlit is the Peace Corps acting director.
The Global Health Service Partnership volunteers have already begun their work. They've been working for a few weeks at hospitals, clinics, nursing schools, and medical schools. When school begins, they will be in the classroom working with their fellow professors to teach clinical officers and doctors and nurses on various topics. They will also be doing on-the-job mentoring and clinical supervision.
She says the first 11 American doctors and nurses now in the country will be replaced by 15 others after a year. She says 5 physicians have been assigned to teach at the University of Malawi's College of Medicine, 4 nurses at Kamuzu College of Nursing, and 2 nurses at Nzuzu University. Speaking during the official launch of the program, Malawi President Joyce Banda said the effort aims to alleviate the shortage of trained health workers in the country.
The World Health Organization recommends a minimum of 23 health workers per 10,000 people to provide the most basic health coverage. But in Malawi, we have fewer than 4 workers per 10,000 people.
The program is a continuation of Peace Corps' long relationship with Malawians that began when the first 20 volunteers arrived in the early 60s to teach in secondary schools. Today, there are 141 volunteers in Malawi working in education, environment, and health sectors. President Banda has hailed the contributions of the U.S. volunteers.
The Peace Corps was one of the pioneers in 1992 of community-based HIV/AIDS prevention activities in rural Malawi. This pilot project was so successful that the first standalone HIV/AIDS project in the Peace Corps world was established in Malawi in 1993. Volunteers in this project worked side by side with district AIDS coordinators across the country.
The Global Health Service Partnership Program has also been introduced in other 2 African countries of Tanzania and Uganda. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Lilongwe.